One of the exceptional soul compilations here at 2SER 107.3. Chandler's Your Love Keeps Drawing Me Closer. It's 17 minutes past 7 on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning. My name is Mitch Byatt, joined by the lovely Jessie from a great show on 2SER. Saturday mornings, 10:30. Check it out, The Vulture's Nest. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Mitch. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. Now, you're in for one of my favourite segments on the show. I can't believe it's not news. We pick apart modern day journalism and say, what is this? This isn't journalism. What are you guys doing? It's
what
crazy.
What is it?
Stop pouring so many money and resources into these crap stories and focus on one important story getting pushed to the wayside as a result. What are we going to sift through this morning, my friend?
So, Mitch, the first not news story is that Kimye is in town. So mm-hmm. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian mm-hmm. are in town. And news.com told me that Kim Kardashian was in her hotel and requested that all the other people in the hotel leave the gym so that she could have a private workout, presumably just because she's too attractive for anyone else to cope while she's on the treadmill.
Can't focus on my squats.
Exactly, can't focus. The hotel very wisely told her to bugger off and get her over herself. So I don't know if she proceeded with the workout or not, but yeah, not a news story.
No, not a news story. And celebrities kind of wonder why people out there don't like them. He's a good example why.
Kim, this is a really good example why. Another reason why people don't like them. Apparently, Kanye, in his concert in Melbourne, asked whether the audience was handicapped.
Excuse me?
Because they weren't dancing to his music, which is politically incorrect and insulting to both your audience and anyone with a disability. So,
yeah.
Kanye, this is why people don't like you.
Okay. So, obviously, she wanted to clear out the gym. She wanted a private session. Yeah, whatever. That's totally fine. It's not a news story. Why is a reporter or 10,000 reporters talking about this? Not a news story.
Not a news story.
Let's move on.
And the next story for you, Mitch, is the release of the iPhone 6.
Okay, right.
This may be blasphemous to all you Apple fans out there. And yes, I have an iPhone 5. I think it's a good product.
Mm.
But we don't really care. Well, I don't. Do you care, Mitch?
I have been very careful this week to not mention the company name or products on the air because I think they get too much press already. And it makes me quite angry because this is a business.
Yes.
They're about making money.
Yes.
They release products. That's what businesses do. Why is it different to, you know, a can of beans?
They have a budget for marketing. We don't need to do that in our news journalism for them.
And all the news coverage that covers this kind of launch and all these new products and stuff, it does the work for their marketing department. It just makes me very irate. And, you know, and it's even like the news stories about people camping outside the stores. Just stop. These are not news stories.
Give it a rest, guys.
Please.
Yeah.
Please, if you can. All right. And our final non-news story this morning.
Doom, doom, doom. Mm. Royal baby number 2.
Oh, man.
Everyone loves it.
Now, I think they're only in the country, is it earlier this year?
Yep. Earlier this year, like April or something. They obviously got a little bit amorous. No, I can't do my maths. So she's in her first trimester. What does that mean, Mitch? That was maybe conceived in Australia.
Has that angle been pursued?
No, but I've just thought of it now.
What a scoop. What a scoop here in 2SER Breakfast.
You heard it here first.
Potentially conceived in Australia, maybe in the Blue Mountains, hey, when they visit all the bushfire victims,
exactly.
Perhaps.
Oh, dear.
But, I mean, can we just go 6 months without having a story about the royals? I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit, you know, too cynical.
Or just have other things going on in your life.
Mm.
People, get over it. Mm. Someone is able to conceive.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Excellent. Good. Got some good sperm there.
Some good genes.
Yep. It's all functioning. We don't care.
No. Let's move on. Okay. So there's 3 non-news stories. Kind of, they're crap stories. Garbage. What important story is getting pushed to the wayside as a result? What's important?
There is one important story, Mitch, and to be honest, I don't quite understand it, but it's called Occupy Central and it's happening in Hong Kong.
Well, this is the thing. You'd prefer to understand because there's not enough coverage of it, right?
Exactly. If people spent more time on this rather than the bloody iPhone, then I might understand a thing or two about it. So basically, mainland China has said that they're going to continue their system of indirect elections, which is basically basically saying you will have this guy running your country.
Here's your new leader.
Here's your new leader. Yeah. Ta-da! And the good people of Hong Kong have launched a protest called Occupy Central, and they've been shaving their heads. And their motto is, our most important mission is to promote civil society. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Occupy Central sounds great, but, you know, not getting a whole lot of coverage.
And such a fascinating example, because if you look at historically at Hong Kong, it was a British sort of colony up until like 20, 30 years ago. I'm not exactly sure, but, and now, you know, it's China is in control of it, isn't, it's kind of hard to tell. But here there's a great protest, you know, raising kind of awareness of that kind of situation.
Yes, and last night there were scuffles apparently between the Occupy protesters and mainland China supporters. So it's obviously sort of heating up a bit.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what the outcome is.
Such an important story. Let's focus on that. Let's not focus on a person in a gym, you know, a new product or a new baby. There's so much more important stuff happening out there. Jesse from The Vultures, it's a great show. Check it out, 10:30 Saturday mornings. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Mitch.
Here's something off the brand new CK record. It's called Hands. My hands are cold, they have no